Father, we bless you this day. We exhort you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your grace, for your glory over us. We exhort your name, O Lord. We bless you. Thank you, Father. You are good. You are kind. You are God, and that is your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are good unto us, O Lord. We exhort you. Father, we bless your name. We worship you. Hallelujah. Glory be to your holy name, O Lord. Father, you are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. All glory and adoration is returned unto you. We bless your name, O Lord. You are worthy. You are worthy. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Thank you, Lord. We lay our crown and we worship you. Father, we exhort you. And this day, O Lord, we ask that your blessing will be upon us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 13th of August, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon your life, for his grace, for the privilege he has given to you to be alive today. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over your day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the standard of the Lord over my life. I declare that any weapon that is put together into this day concerning my life, you will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, I declare over this day, I will not walk into accident. I will not walk into the trap of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into tragedy. I will not walk into another man's trap. I will not walk into another man's wickedness. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into the perversion of this season. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare that the word of the Lord becomes a command that governs my day. The word of the Lord becomes final authority over my life, over my day. In the name of Jesus, today I call forth divine intervention into every impossible matters of this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I receive favor in difficult places, in difficult situations. The mercy of the Lord speaks concerning me. The mercy of the Lord speaks for me. The mercy of the Lord works for me, answers for me. In the name of Jesus, every limitation today is broken over my life. In the name of Jesus, every whisper of defeat, whisper of failure, whisper of sickness, whisper of infirmity is silenced forever over my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare I am seated with the Lord Jesus Christ in heavenly places. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I walk in the finished work of Christ. In the name of Jesus, I walk triumphantly today. In the name of Jesus, any evil timeline that is placed on my destiny, demonic timeline, I cancel you and I replace them with divine timeline. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy the activities of the angelic. In the name of Jesus, I release angels on assignment to enforce the promises of God upon my day. The angels of the Lord enforce the promises of God upon my day. In the name of Jesus, today I assess the provision of God for me. In the name of Jesus, the favor of the Lord becomes my banner. In the name of Jesus, this day I declare lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, every lies of the wicked, every lies of the devil, I pull you down, never to rise up again. In the name of Jesus, I speak to this day, all that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor. I declare again, I receive favor. I experience favor in difficult places. In the name of Jesus, I receive mercy for preservation, mercy for exemption. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the standard of the Lord over my life. In the name of Jesus, I say it again, I call forth the favor of the Lord for divine connection, for strategic alignment over my life this day. In the name of Jesus, every attempt of the wicked is frustrated. Every every tokens of the liar is frustrated over me. In the name of Jesus, the enterprise of the wicked over this day will not prosper over me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am preserved. I declare that my preservation and that of my household is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, today is Thursday, the 13th of August. Today is our prayer launch, 1 hour prayer gathering. Today by 12 noon, by the grace of God, at Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University, that is behind Tafu Arena at Ijokodo Junction in Ibadan here. The Lord bless you as you come. It's 1 hour, 1 hour of coming together and praying fervently. The Lord bless you as you come in Jesus' name. And let me bring it to your remembrance that we are just 7 days away. Next week, Thursday, on the 20th of August, 2026, we are going to be having our anniversary edition of Time of Refreshing. Remember that the theme of the program is Sharpening the Edge. The program is going to hold on Thursday and Sunday. Thursday, 20th, Sunday, 23rd of August, 2026. Thursday is going to be 12 noon by the grace of God at the same venue, and Sunday is going to be 2 p.m. at the same venue, Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University, behind Tafu Arena at Ijokodo Junction, Sango, Elele Road in Ibadan here. The Lord bless you as you come in Jesus' name. By the grace of God, today we are going to start from where we stopped yesterday. You know, yesterday we read from the book of 1 John chapter 1 verse 7. The scripture says, "But if we walk in the light as he is the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin." I spoke to you yesterday about being the light. I told you yesterday, you know, speaking from the 14th verse of Matthew chapter 5, the scripture spoke to us there, you know, in Matthew chapter 5, I told you that is the blueprint, like a doctrine that the Lord Jesus Christ is placing our life upon as children of God, the blueprint of our life. Now, when it gets to verse 14 of that Matthew chapter 5, it says, "Ye are the light of the world," that you and I, we are the light of the world, "that the city that is set upon a hill cannot be hidden." I told you yesterday that the world as we know it has been thrown into the deep end of darkness, and that darkness, gross darkness, is upon the earth. And as for you as a child of God, you have the life of Christ in you. John chapter 1 verse 4, the Bible says, "In him was life, and this life was the light of men." In him was life. As long as you have the life of Christ in you, the life that is in you is the light in this world of darkness. This morning, I want you to read the 5th verse of John chapter 1. John chapter 1 verse 5, "And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not overtake it." I want you to read the scripture over and over. "And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it." The light shine in the darkness of wickedness, in the darkness of evil, in the darkness of sin that is around this world. It continued to shine. And so the scripture says this, the darkness could not overcome it. The light continued to shine. It means the darkness also continued to make an attempt to overcome the light. But the scripture says the darkness did not overtake it. There is a continuous attempt of the powers of darkness to try and overrun your light. Listen, it's a continuous attempt. It is not a one-time battle. It is continuous. That is why the devil will always make attempt, launch attempt upon you every day to dim your light. Of course, there are some that the enemy knows that they cannot take away their light in a bulk attack like that. But they continue to find a way to dim out the light upon their altar. I told you yesterday, the season of this generation is thrown into deep darkness. But as for you, you have the higher life of Christ in you. Then for you, in darkness, you will continue to shine. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, it's a call unto you, a call unto shining, a call unto making sure that your life keeps shining even in the gross darkness of this generation. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and his glory is risen upon you. Behold, darkness will cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Because inside you is the life of Christ. So the continuous attempt of darkness will not stand, will not overrun your light, because you have the higher life of Christ in you. The attempt is continuous because your light will expose the wickedness of darkness. And that is why the attempt over you is continuous. Wherever you are the light of the world. You attempt, you become a standard for the living there. You become the standard of life around the place. You become an example of the Lord Jesus Christ because the light of Christ is in you. And that is why the enemy will throw every attempt at you to begin to dim your light. Now, beloved, I said something yesterday, that your life will continue to shine when and if you maintain relationship with the power source. Now, this is how I put it yesterday, giving you an example of a torch. Now, in that torch that you carry around as battery, now for this battery to continue to retain its power to shine at all times, it means that the battery must be recharged. And if it's a torch that does not use battery, it means that this torch must be connected to a constant power source. Now, for you to continue to shine without your light dimming out, you must be connected to the power source. Not just being connected, but to maintain the relationship to the source where the power is coming from. So what am I saying? Your light will continue to shine when you maintain relationship with the power source. And where is this power source? The scripture says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The power source is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Your relationship must be continuum with the Holy Spirit. It is not temporal. It is not occasional. The Holy Spirit must be your senior partner, must be your connector, must be the source of your relationship, the source of your life, the source of all that you do. For in him, you find the source and maintenance of your shining. In the Lord Jesus Christ is the maintenance and the source of your shining, of your light. So dearly beloved, relate with him. Relate with the Lord Jesus so that your light will continue to shine. This light that he has given unto you, let it shine. You want it to shine, you want it to shine all around where he sent you to. Maintain relationship with him. The Holy Spirit will continue to set his fire upon your altar as far as you maintain relationship with him. The Holy Spirit will give birth to more fire upon your altar. The Holy Spirit will baptize you into fire and into the life of Christ. So today, beloved, I want to encourage you for you to maintain the light that is upon your Christian life, that is upon your spirit, to maintain the fire that is upon your altar. Maintain a close relationship with the Lord, close relationship with the Holy Ghost, a close relationship with him. That is the way by which your light will not be taken out. In this generation where we are, there are so many called people of God. There are so many called Christians that their light has been taken out. And behold, the bridegroom is coming at any time. So do not be in the categories of the foolish virgins that they have the lamp, but the oil is out and the fire is gone. They are virgins. Of course, they are Christians. They are called Christians. They say that they are born again, but their light is out and there is no oil in their lamp, and they don't have this relationship that will bring an extra oil to set their altar on fire at all time. Dearly beloved, I want to encourage you, stay with the Lord Jesus. Maintain your relationship with him. Go back to him at all times. All time, stay at the feet of the Father and look up unto him. Make sure you place yourself at the place of the cross where the blood is dripping. Make sure you place yourself at the source of the power where your lights can be charged. Make sure you put yourself at the source where the oil is dripping, so that the cruise of your oil will always retain its contents. It is well with you. As you go out today, I put the blessings of the Lord upon your life. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace all around. In Jesus' name, amen. It is well with you. Remember, dearly beloved, that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.